Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. Dr. Richard Besser is chief medical editor at ABC News and author of the new book, Tell Me the Truth, Doctor, Easy to Understand Answers to Your Most Confusing and Critical Health Questions. Dr. Besser, who is still a practicing pediatrician, has made a name for himself sifting through a barrage of medical literature, examining the evidence and turning an informed, unbiased analysis into straightforward advice, what anyone would hope to receive from their personal physician. His sister died from elective surgery in 2004. That tragedy defined his mission to empower people to understand and take responsibility for their health by questioning their doctor, asking for second opinions, and learning how to protect themselves from things that can go wrong during treatments. In his book, Dr. Besser addresses some of the most controversial and hotly debated current health and wellness issues that he's confronted. Again, the name of the book is Tell Me the Truth, Doctor, and we welcome Dr. Richard Besser to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on the air.
I thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule to do this for us. When you look at your job as the chief health and medical editor at ABC News, and a book like this fits into that in the sense of you are trying to make us, the general public, more aware of very important health issues, and I think it seems, considering you did a whole book on this, that we as a public have a lot of questions, don't we?
I think so. You know, I get questions all the time wherever I am, and it's really no surprise. There's so much confusing information out there. Part of it is that there's just so much information available to us, either on the web or through media or through friends. It's hard to know what to believe.
Why is that the case, do you think? I mean, because there is so much information, we don't know what to believe, but science is science, right? So where does that end?
You know, I'm a great believer in science and the power of science, but science can also be misused. And it can be very difficult to tell the difference between a paper that comes out that really is what I would call advocacy science, a paper designed to sell a product or promote a treatment, and science that has less bias to it. You know, my background before coming to ABC, I was at the CDC for 13 years, and left there as the acting director, and the goal there was to really wade through evidence and come up with the best recommendations for people so that they could take charge of their health and make decisions to improve their health. But when you're bombarded with information and you don't know what is hype and what is real, it can be very confusing.
Okay, so when you give us advice, then we choose if we are going to trust you, right? So it's the same thing with our personal doctor. If they tell us something, there's very much an issue of trust here of who has the final say.
Yeah, I think that's right. One of the points I make is that one of the most important things you can do for your health is before you get sick or when you're not sick, find a doctor who you can really talk to and work on establishing that relationship of trust, because it is so important, and you want someone that you can turn to bounce things off of.
And the thing about people like you, i.e. doctors who do this on a public scale and in a journalistic and broadcasting world, is that in some ways we have more access to you and your information than we do to our own personal doctors. Getting an appointment, getting an answer can take a long time.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things I hear all the time. With appointments getting squeezed into shorter and shorter time slots, it's hard to feel that comfort and the luxury to really have a conversation and to ask those questions. And so getting information before you go in for that visit, either by reading books or going to credible websites and reading, can help you make use of that limited time you have on that visit.
One of the sections in the book, chapter 3, is, oh, doctor, one more thing. Your questions when I'm walking out the door. And you make this case in the book that's often the most important. That's what's weighing on the patient's mind, right? The last minute, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, I always like to leave time for that, because so often a parent will come in with a child, and I hear this, you know, from adults as well when they see their doctor. There's something that's really on their mind. It may be a difficult question or an uncomfortable question to ask, or they feel that they're stupid to ask that question, and they wait until your hand is on that doorknob, and they say, "Oh, doc, just one more thing." And that's often the main reason they're there. And if you don't leave time for that, you're really doing your patient a disservice.
And some of it's general. You have one in here is antibacterial soap better than plain soap.
Yeah. You know, I started the program at CDC on promoting appropriate antibiotic use. And one of the public health issues that really concerns me is growing antimicrobial or antibiotic resistance. And coming out of that, there has been a lot of marketing of antibacterial or antimicrobial everything. The sense that you can sterilize your world and that you should. And the data are pretty strong that good old hand washing with soap and water is every bit as good as washing with something that's antimicrobial. And there's a theoretical risk that using all these antibacterial products can promote resistance in your environment and set you up for something that you really don't want to get. So I'm a big fan of hand washing with good old soap and water, using alcohol sanitizers when you don't have access to that.
I've also noticed there's quite a few questions in the book having to do with technology, such as, can using an iPad damage my hearing, or do cell phones cause brain cancer? We have an interest now in this. We are so tied to our technology. Of what impact is it having on our health?
Yeah, it's a big concern. You know, clearly there is a risk from iPods and other music devices when they're played too loud. My generation, it was going to concerts and standing too close to the speakers, our ears would ring. But now you can be barraged with that every single day. And so it's so important that kids learn to turn it down. They're at an age frequently where they feel invincible, and it's a hard thing to do. But if you can negotiate around setting some volume limits to those devices, it's a good idea. The cell phone and cancer question, I probably done more stories on that than anything else at ABC News, because there is such a fear of these devices and how dependent we've become on them that they could have a negative health consequence. As I look at the evidence, I don't see any risk of these devices and cancer. But that doesn't mean if you're concerned that there aren't easy things that you can do to reduce your contact with the devices. They are optional. You can text instead of talk on them, and you can use hands-free devices. But the science does not support it. And the reason is, although they release radiation, it's not the type of radiation called ionizing radiation that directly damages our cells and our DNA.
The name of the book is Tell Me the Truth, Doctor, Easy to Understand Answers to Your Most Confusing and Critical Health Questions. The book is published by Hyperion. Dr. Richard Besser is the Chief Health and Medical Editor at ABC News, and a great pleasure to speak with you this morning. Thank you very much for taking the time out.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
A delight. Thank you.